Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you wanna be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Circumstances, and perhaps historically, that it would be pertinent and imperative that you learn who you are, what you are, you know, what you should be doing. And that is a historical fact, because we don't know who we are, what we are, and what we should be doing. But simply emulating our oppressors is true. As a matter of fact, we have become the poster child, and we lead the parades in some cases. So what are we talking about? We're talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You see, because some of you choose to lean to your own understanding, do your own thing, as you said. Things like that doesn't matter to you because it doesn't mean anything. And that's why your lives are in total disarray. You can't seem to put the connection together. Things are relative to one another. It has a domino effect. If you don't understand the Almighty and what he expects of you and his codification, where you have juxtaposition to that, something messy, doing too much of the wrong things. And yes, we are all guilty of doing too much of the wrong things because we don't know what is the right thing. And we choose not to know. And that is a sad statement of affairs. But as the Most High Scripture says, a fool says in his heart, there is no Yah. But just look at their lives. They said they are the Big Bang theorists. Oh, they certainly are Big Bang. Not in the way they suspected they are. And it's not working for them. It is working entirely against them. Take an ex-food's advice. Yom Suf Arif. Believe me. There is an Elohim. There is Yah. And bless him, my soul, and all that is within me. There is an Almighty. But because we choose to focus and fixate on men and on women, we're totally in disarray. We're totally out of character. And we're messy at it. But before we get started in our studies, you know, I like to make comments on contemporary subject matters. I watch these so-called leaders in Congress. Now, these are supposed to be the best of the best, the cream of the crop. If they're the best of the best, the cream of the crop, I don't know what the bottom of the barrel looks like, because it seems to me they're at the bottom of the barrel. Take, for instance, Donald Trump. There's Congresswoman Bobbitt and so on and so forth. Gozar and so on and so forth. They don't act like grown people. They act like wicked little children who think they can get away just because. They act like bullies who think they can get away just because. And yes, perhaps they will get away from this daughter of Babylon, the legal system. But they want to get away from the Almighty. You can run. You can play. You can hide. But your arms are too short to box with Yah, and he will catch up with you sooner or later. That's why it's pertinent and imperative that you understand the dynamics of the Almighty. And also, I heard about the little 15-year-old fellow who took it upon himself to take the lives, dispatch the lives of three of his fellow classmates and shoot several others. He was an ongoing problem. Parents, you know your children are ongoing problems. They're ongoing problems. Why would you put these children on the public? Why don't you take ownership and responsibility for your problem? You have to create that problem. And then you go out, you know this child is having an emotional problem. Then you go out 4 days before and purchase a 9mm. Dumber and dumbest. The mother, the father, and the little boy. Dumber and dumbest. As a matter of fact, I heard that they had a meeting with the little boy that morning. He left with the parents, got strapped and came back and started shooting up everybody. Yes, these parents need to start taking ownership. If these children are under your household, you need to start taking ownership of these children's actions. I know we did. When we were in our place, our land, we took ownership. Because we realized this. If children cut up with their parents, more than likely, they'll cut up with the public too. My name is Yom Suf Arif, and this is Real Talk for Real People Study Show. Let me bring my dear brother and friend home from New York City, Cartrell. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Bless Yah, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Shalom, family. May the Most High bless you. Yom Suf Arif. May the Most High bless you and your family.
Thank you very much, my brother and friend. I'm very appreciative, and may He bless you and your family also.
Thank you. I really don't have much to say because, I mean, we're getting used to this stuff. Young men going to school, shooting their fellow students up, and not really being held accountable for it.
Exactly.
Because if they were, it wouldn't continue to go on and on and on. So something is definitely wrong with this society where high school kids will go to school and just shoot up their classmate for whatever reason they choose to do it.
Exactly.
I'm so glad that my children, and I pray for my grandchildren that are still in the school system, that they don't have to face these type of issues while they're in there.
Praise y'all, Cartrell. Praise y'all. Okay, Cartrell. Well, let us bring our dear sister and friend home from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Hootie. Sister Hootie, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Sister Hootie.
Shalom.
Shalom.
How y'all doing?
Shalom, sister.
And yes.
Praise y'all.
Praise y'all.
My praying family. Yes. Well, you know, this incident happened in Michigan.
Exactly.
And it's been on all day. I'm glad I wasn't home all day. But anyway, you're right. It's alleged that the parents had a meeting with one of the counselors about his behavior. And has been reported circulating through the school that someone was going to come back and shoot it up or come shoot up the school. They didn't know when. But
right.
It's interesting. And he's not getting bail, number one, and he's moved out of juvenile into the adult jail.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so he
should.
So he
saw his parents. Yeah. And even the sheriff of Oakland County, because I'm in Wayne County, saying that detectors don't work. I'm thinking, oh, I don't know. Detectors do work, but you need, you got to pat the children down. I mean, but anyway, we'll see, because the fourth one has died. Instead of three, now it's four teenagers that are dead. A young man died this morning at 10 o'clock.
Exactly.
They've been calling it for the last 24 hours, and I thought that was pretty swift, and with their judgment, with no bond and putting in the big person's jail now. And the first thing he said was, lawyer, I was reiterating. Then the second thing is they commented that he didn't make a comment. He's pleading not guilty. But like he has no emotions on what he did, but it was alleged he was bullied. So we'll see. And you're right. So parents take responsibility. Why is this parent and the kids in Detroit and elsewhere don't put up their gun?
Right.
That's parents need to start, and then they're going to say, oh, my civil rights. Well, you had the child.
Right.
You can't control the child, discipline the child while they're in your house. See, that's not our nation. That's their nation. We don't do stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, we give you time out. We'll give you time out. We'll knock you out.
And they say, oh, child abuse. So see, we got a different type of language in the way we do things that is not wrong. you know, some things right. that are not correct in how we discipline our children. But they're definitely not correct. If you keep getting these Caucasian people doing this stuff, because it was a woman of color and her son is the one that said that he didn't feel right going to school today. And he didn't, and this is what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know we connected. We are connected. When we see something, we know we should act on it. And he did. He said, I don't feel like going to school today.
Sometimes
and hopefully they don't make it. Right. Hopefully they don't, I say this, they don't make it that he knew something.
Mm-hmm.
But he said it right on date. I said, hope he don't need a lawyer. They're going to try to feel it because they kept saying, if you know something, say something. He heard it. But like he even said, sometimes they're false. So when he woke up Tuesday morning, something told him don't go to school. It's
well,
inner voice.
Yeah, he believed what Maya Angelou said. When people mm-hmm. show you who they are, believe them. And so he believed what that fellow said he was going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, Sister Hootie, Gautrio, fellow students, I hope you enjoyed our anecdotes and commentaries. But now we got something serious for you. Job is replying, constantly replying to Elisaphah in chapter 24. May the Most High bless us in our studies. Open our eyes up and lighten us so we can apply these studies, because I tell you, it's imperative that we need these studies, given the set of circumstances, what's going on universally speaking. Okay. And he said, why are times for judgment not reserved by the Almighty, which they are? Even those close to him cannot foresee his action, and they certainly can't. People remove boundary stones. Human beings can do some things. They can remove boundary stones. They can do about anything. They can shoot people in school. They carry out flocks and pasture. They steal people's stuff and pasture them like they hadn't stolen anything. They lead away the donkeys of the father. They steal donkeys from the father, the orphans, and seize the widow's boor as a pledge when she ain't got nothing. They chase the needy off the roads, as in the case of Donald Trump. And so on and so forth. All the poor of the land are forced into hiding. That's true. If you think about COVID-19, they're forcing people into hiding. What Katya said, that Omicron is going, next week is going to be something else. They're forcing people into hiding.
Mm-hmm.
Like the wild asses of the wilderness.
Mm-hmm.
They go about their task seeking food. The wilderness provides each with food for his lads, the harvest fodder in the field, and glean the late grace in the vineyards of the wicked. Even that being said, people are still taken care of. Even by virtue of the late grace in the vineyards of the wicked, y'all still take care of people. They pass the night naked for lack of clothing. They have no covering against the cold. They're drenched by the mountain rains and hold against the rock for lack of shelter. They snatch the fatherless infant from the breast. These are wicked people right here. And seize the child of the poor as a pledge. They go about naked for lack of clothing, the poor. And hungry, carrying sheaves. Between rows of olive trees, they make oil. And thirsty. Even though they are incapacitated with thirst, they still put in work. They tread the wine presses for the rich. Men groan in the city because of wicked people. The souls of the dying cry out because of wicked people and their mistreatment. Yet Yah does not regard it as a reproach. Yes, he does. Yes, he does, Job. But Yah put things on his timetable. Not on men's timetable. They are rebels against the light, the wicked. They are strangers to his ways. They do not stay in his path. The murderers arise in the evening, like it ain't about nothing what they did, to kill the poor and needy. That's what they do. At night, he asks the thief, the eyes of the adulterer, watch for the twilight, thinking, no woman glimpse me then, thinking that the eyes of Yah ain't on him or her. They doing, what are they doing that sneaky links? When they creep, they think the Most High ain't watching them doing sneaky links. They think the Most High not watching them. Creepy. Because they're seeing, they're so fixated on men and on women. They're so fascinated with them. Their focus is on them. What men and women see what they're doing. Neglecting the fact that Yah sees everything. He's omnipresent. He masks his face. He's saying Yah masks his face. Now, not Yah. Excuse me. Let me go back. Now, this adulterer hides his face from the public. In the dark, they break into houses. And they certainly do. By day, they shut themselves in. They hide. They put in their work. They do not know the light. They don't care nothing about the light. They don't care about Yah. They don't care anything about doing right. And Job is certainly correct. For all of them, morning is darkness. What's right is wrong, and what's wrong is right to them. They're not wired right. It is then that they discern the terror of darkness. When Yah comes, in the final analysis, it is then that they discern the terror of darkness. Because Yah will visit you. Yah will take your sleep away from you. May they be flotsam on the face of the water. May they drift on the waters of life. May their portion of the land be cursed. Whatever they got, may it be cursed. Because they're wicked. May none turn aside by the way of their vineyards. Don't go their way. Don't do no business with them. May drought and heat snatch away their snow waters. And Sheol, those who have sinned, may their final destination be Sheol. And if they don't get themselves right, it certainly will be the case there. They're so wicked. Job says, may the womb forget them, even birthing them. And may he be sweet to the worm, because all the worms going to eat us all. But Job is putting an added dynamic to it, dimension. May the worms enjoy eating him or she. May he or she be no longer remembered. May wrongdoers be broken like a tree. May he consort with a barren woman who bears no child. May he have no offspring. Because they're not going to take him. Leave his widow deprived of good. Though he has the strength to seize boars, his physically has the strength to seize boars. Though he live with no assurance of survival, day-to-day existence. That's the way we're living. Some of us are living just day-to-day with no assurance of survival to the next day. And why so? Because we're not plugged into Yah. There is no assurance of survival. When you're not plugged in Yah, what's your assurance? Who's your insurance carrier? Allstate? State Farm? USAA? The government? You have no insurance. Not if you don't have any Yah in your life. Yet, Yah gives him the security on which he relies. That superficial security that evil person is relying on, it gives them some sort of assurance, but it's superficial. It keeps watch over his affairs. And Yah do keep watch over him, but not to take care of him, but to watch what he's doing, or she, exalted for a while. And Job said they will be exalted for a while. Then let them be gone. Be brought low and shrivel like mallows and wither like the heads of grain. Surely no one can confute me. No one can argue with what I'm saying about wicked people. You say I'm wicked. I'm going to say this about the wicked folk too. All I said is about wicked people, how they mistreat folks and so on and so forth. And I said that to say this, that ain't me. I have assurance. I have insurance. Not the superficial kind that I think I got it going on, but the kind that's totally reliable. And the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, that's my insurance and my survival, even here and even afterlife. But they don't have that. They have a superficial sense of survival. Oh, I got it going on. I got an income tax check. I'm going to make it. How long? I got a bonus on my job. I'm going to make it. How long? I got a new car. I'm going to make it. How long? I got a new wife. I got a new husband. How long? I'm going to make it. How long? I got a new house. I'm going to make it. How long? I'm in the epitome of my physical strength. How long are you going to make it? It's superficial. And Yah is watching everything and everyone. And you can't get away from it. Job says, now how can you confute what I say? Because in fact, I'm saying that if this applies to me, I will accept the consequences of my action. I concur what you said. But it ain't me. I'll prove that I'm wrong. Just like I can't prove that you're wrong by based upon your analogy, Elizabeth. Neither can you prove that I'm wrong by what I'm saying about wicked people too. But I'm saying this to say that. That ain't me, because that's not what my assurance lies in. And my assurance and or my insurance is not superficial. I hadn't taken anything from a widow woman. I hadn't taken anything from the orphans. I hadn't committed adultery on my wife, sneaking around with a mask on. I hadn't hid away at night in the daytime while good folks walk around, and I only come at night, right is wrong and wrong is right. And neither one can either one of you prove that I've done what you're suggesting, inferring, and implying that I've done. I hadn't did any of those things. And I concur with you on what you said about wicked people. But you can't argue with me as far as that's me. And you can't even prove it. You're saying these things about me. I concur with you if it's talking about somebody else and their insurance or assurance. But you can't put that on me. You can't even prove it. All right, Cartrell, Sister Hootie. May the Most High bless you. You have the floor.
Okay, we're quiet. Okay, when we say, I'm here meditating on the last part of this chapter here.
Right.
When he said, when he's saying, I guess about the Most High, Cotriel will correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not sure about this chapter here.
Right.
He gives 23.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He gives him safety, and
right.
He, wait a minute, I gotta get the light, my glasses, my eyes, and he leans on it. Eyes are on their way. They are lifted up for a little while, then they are gone.
Right. So only thing you gotta do is look at life. Look at the Donald Trumps of the world, the Adolf Hitlers, the Pol Pot, not even to that degree, but on a lower level. You know, they have some semblance of a universal white race supremacy, give them some assurance, but it's faulty. And that's why they do what they do, because they are confident in what they're doing because of the system in place, and they do what they do. And not only that, when it comes to us, some of us
I
have
got
some
it.
Sort of.
Okay.
Yeah, now you see. Okay, gotcha.
Let me. They are lifted up for a little while.
Right.
Then they are gone.
You better believe it.
Then they shall be brought low.
You
like
better believe
all else, they are gathered up, and they are cut off like the heads of grain. Now this, okay, I get it. And if it is not so, this is what Job is saying, who does prove me a liar and make my words worse?
Oh, wow. Okay, Job, I got you.
He has a keen understanding of human nature, don't he? Man.
He certainly does. He certainly
yes.
does. But you know what, Sister Hootie?
Mm-hmm.
He's concurring with them. He's using that argument, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But he's saying, if that were me, that would be the case. But that ain't me. You can't argue with me because you can't prove I did none of those things that you suggested, inferred, and implied that I've done.
Mm-hmm.
So he sort of threw it back at them what they were throwing at him about the wicked and so on and so forth. But he said, you can't prove I've done any of those things.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So he's basically laying out in his whole dissertation a rap sheet for the wicked. Snatch the fathers from their breast, those who rebel against the light, people that kill the poor and needy, the thieves in the night, the adulterer. And he's like, no, he's laying it out. Like, I ain't did none of that. You know, I know what happens to people who do these things. And all those things y'all saying, y'all can't really apply to me. Because
right.
I know what happens to people who do those things. They are those who rebel against the light. They do not know its ways, nor abide in its path. The murderer rises with light. He kills the poor and needy, and in the night he is like a thief. The eye of the adulterer waits for the twilight, saying, no eye will see me. And he disguises his face in the dark, the houses, and they mark for themselves in the daytime. They do not know light. For the morning is the same to them as the shadow of death. Someone recognizes them. They are in terror of the shadow of death. Yeah, somebody recognized that you're doing evil. You should be afraid because you're going to get caught, going to court, going to be tried, and you're going to be convicted if you're guilty. So the wicked have justice to fear. And Job is laying out, I don't really have anything to fear because I haven't done any of these things.
You know what, Cartrell and Sushi Hootie? I like his last statement more than I liked anything with what he said, which was factual and truthful. But he said, you can't argue with and prove, you can't prove nothing what you said. Somebody, I've done any of those things. You can't argue with me. You can't prove it. Well, y'all come here putting that dirt on me. But that not, I agree with you. But that does not apply to me. I like that.
So where do we go from here? That should be the question.
Exactly.
Y'all laying it on Job like he's Jeffrey Dahmer or somebody.
Yep, like he's Jeffrey Dahmer.
And that's how our enemies look at us. Y'all done did something, that's why we hit up. Beat the hell out y'all. And they might be right, but some of us have not done anything. We're innocent. We're confessing our sins. We're returning to Yah. We're obeying his command. But once we do that, what's your job? Is it to continue to oppress us? The most I was letting our oppressors know that they have gone too far.
I'm sorry, y'all. I The answer, I was reading 25. It's so short.
Reading 25?
Mm-hmm. Only, what, 6-7 lines?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll add that to I realize it was small. So, most I'm willing, we'll add that to tomorrow's study. I don't want to break up the focal point on this study. I want to keep our text focused on what he's saying in reference to Elizabeth, and I'm going to connect 25 and 26 together tomorrow.
Because, that does go together. You're right. 25 and 26 go together.
Exactly. And I understand, I feel you, sister. It gets so interesting.
Yeah.
Just, you don't want to stop.
But I respect that. I can read on my own time, can I?
Yeah, well, Cartrell has to pull my coat often on the show. Soup, you're getting ahead of the story.
that's the beauty of reading a book chapter by chapter. You want to know what's coming next.
Mm-hmm.
If you just jump around, you don't have that same anticipation.
That's true. I was taught to, so you start at the beginning of any book. That makes sense.
It does. That's what makes y'all words so appealing, I like to think, in our studies, because we don't do all that skip to the loo, my darling, and jumping around. We try to keep focus on the subject matter and the context and so on and so forth. So we can garner all we can in relationship to Yah, in relationship to people in connection with Yah.
Mm-hmm.
And all these years, y'all been reading the Bible. Don't you get more understanding doing it this way?
You would think so.
No, I know so.
No,
I know people that do the jump around, they don't know what the hell they're talking about.
Right. You got me going in circles.
We gotta stop.
Round and around I go.
I'm strung out over you.
Over you.
Over you.
No, that's a little too deep for you. Don't even try that one. That's more contrary to my line. You started off good with the high alto. Don't go too far there, too.
Oh, that's funny. Can't sing a lick, but I enjoy it. Just listening to y'all too is fun.
Well, you'd be surprised if you practice. You'd be surprised if you practice. Just like we're practicing this way, becoming proficient in it. And you'd be surprised if you just was taught the proper way. I mean, you could sound like anybody else. You would talk proper and how to hold a note, what note, what the note is and whatnot. You'd be surprised. Don't ever put yourself down.
You got me going in a circle. Round and round I go. Yeah, man.
Cartier likes that song.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. Old school.
Old school.
What they playing today is not real music.
No.
Not at all.
Exactly.
But, my man Joe, he holding it down. All kind of wisdom coming out of him.
he dropping knowledge.
Yep. And if you know the word of Yah, you can back people up off the foolishness.
Yep.
Because most people don't know what they're talking about. How do you know? Most people don't study Yah's word. So they assume many things. And you know what they say about assumption?
Exactly.
So don't quick to judge. Never judge a book by its cover. Because I'm sure if you saw the brother Jill, you probably had the same opinion as his friend. This nigga done did something.
Contrary, I can't help but imagine, based upon our conversation yesterday, and we were talking about boys. He had boys everywhere. And when somebody said boys from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, that's boys everywhere on your skin. No hiding place. And I'm thinking about the pubic area, the buttocks area. Man, under the arm, the neck, the back, the head, the back of the head, the face, the arms, the legs.
You can't lay down, you can't stand up, you can't sit down. No comfort.
No comfort. No comfort. And they forget that part, country.
He's not even focused on that, is he?
No, he really ain't saying that. He mentioned it occasionally every now and then at the beginning. But as deep as the conversation is getting, he seems to have lost focus on what his physical element to some degree.
Yeah, I think his friends is helping him in that manner, where he's not focusing on the boils. He's focusing on their words.
Exactly.
And that's giving him strength because he know they're dead ass wrong.
Mm-hmm. You
that's
better believe
it. Help it, that he can fight back against his friend because he sure can't fight against them boils, can he?
Man, I had one on my body, bro, and it was excruciating. And when I went to the doctor, and I said this often, it was under my arm, and he said, I got to lance it. So what that means, I got to cut it, and I got to get the core of the infection out. And he lanced it, and he was just digging with a scalpel, like he was digging for gold. I grabbed the doctor's wrist. I said, oh, man, what are you doing? Yeah, like you digging for gold. And the nurse said, let the doctor go. And I said, you better shut up talking to me, okay? He ain't digging on the bottom of your arm. I can imagine the excruciating pain. It went just for that one ball. It was painful. It was painful prior to the extraction of the core, the disease core. And that's painful.
They got a show on cable called The Pimple Popper.
Right.
There's a doctor, an oriental lady.
Right.
She be busting people's pimples. And I'm sure a boil is like a pimple. And she would have had a ball on the brother Joe, busting his pimples and busting his boil.
That's hard.
I don't think it would have did very much good because if they don't extract that core, I mean, you can squeeze all that, pus and everything out, but unless you dig in there and get that core infection out, it's going to reinfect.
It's the way he said it. That's why it's actually going to happen.
Dig in there.
Yeah. And you know what, y'all, when he said, my skin is leaking. That's what boils do. They leak watery like substance and blood and everything till you get it. And Job, he's not making this up. I've been in his shoes for that one boil, and I'm telling you, it leaks and everything, and it's quite painful. And unless that doctor
takes it,
right.
What hurts more, the rebuke of your friends or the boil?
I think I could have dealt with the boy. Go on about y'all business. Go on, man. Y'all ain't helping me. Yeah. I mean, Soup, you got that boil on your arm. Soup, you got that boil on your arm. You must have did something. You dirty, you low down, you no good, you low like that. Man, get on with me. Go on, man. I don't want to hear all that. Go on, man. Yeah. With that one boy.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd rather deal with the boils than with your friends.
Exactly. Okay, so Shehudi and Cottrell, we're going to get Cottrell to give us a walk me down, not a drink, but the word of Yah. And He's going to walk us on down with the word of Yah. A song. They call them songs, but that's what they are, songs. A praise to Yah.
And you know we love songs, don't we?
We love them.
So I'm the DJ for the night.
All right.
Go ahead then, bro. Rock the music.
And I'm going to play a song of ascent.
Okay.
That's the title of it, A Song of Ascent. Y'all ready?
Psalms 125.
Psalms 125. You don't need no rock and shit?
All ears on Cartrell.
About to take you on a spiritual journey into the heaven. How about that? Psalms 125, A Song of Ascent. There's no title to the author of this particular song, but it's short and sweet. Your praise and thanks to the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise Yah.
It goes on to sing, those who are trusting in Yah are like Mount Zion, which cannot be overthrown. They remain forever. Excuse me? What?
Yeah.
Just hear that? Did you catch that?
Mm-hmm.
What did you catch? Did you catch it?
It remains forever.
What remains forever? Those who trust in Yah remain forever.
Mm-hmm. Mount Zion.
The comparison is those who trust in Yah are like Mount Zion, which cannot be overthrown. They remain forever.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you trust Yah? And we're not talking about mere words. Oh, I trust Yah. That's mere words. Do you really trust Yah? Do you really trust Yah? Do you know what that means? To trust Yah? Can't see him, can you?
Mm-mm.
Like Joe said, he passed right in front of me. I don't see him. He passed behind me. I can't find him. He passed to the left or the right. I don't even know that he's there. But he can see me. That's what Joe said, right?
Exactly.
And did Joe trust in Yah even though he couldn't see him no matter where Yah went?
Yeah.
Joe trusted Yah.
He said no.
Huh?
Yes, he
even
did.
Though he couldn't see him, he trusted him, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
How many people trust Yah? How many people in the history of our nation trusted Yah? Should all of our people in the nation of Israel have trusted Yah?
Yes.
If they did, guess what? We wouldn't be in the position, the situation we're in now. Yes. Because guess what? I'm going to say it again. Those who are trusting in Yah, that's an act, that's active. They didn't say those who trusted. Past tense, this is a present tense. Those who are trusting in Yah are like Mount Zion, which cannot be overthrown. They remain forever. Just as the mountains encircle Jerusalem, what? So Yah encircles his people from now to eternity. So are we waiting for Yah to come, or does Yah encircle his people?
Well, it says Yah's encircles his folks. That's not
from
to
when?
Take him. That's not to
from
take
when?
Him. That's not to take him anywhere. But for him to for them to inhabit the earth and under his umbrella and protection.
There you go. Mm-hmm. So we talk about that wall of protection that Job had at the Most High
Moon,
right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That circle of protection is still around us.
Your assurance, insurance, as Job said.
Yeah. Yah encircles his people. So what you worried about? You think Yah can't defend you? Oh, that's right. You don't think Yah can defend you. That's why you don't trust in him. You trust on your own understanding. How that working out?
You working
evil,
out the food.
For evil scepter will not rest
mm-hmm.
on the land that has been allotted to the righteous. And so the righteous will not direct themselves to do wrong. No, if you know righteousness, how are you going to start doing wrong? You're going to start stealing? You're going to start committing adultery. You're going to start worshiping idols. Why would you do that? If you know the way to righteousness is the right way. Yeah. Do good to those who are good and those who are upright in their heart. But for those who choose their own devious path, Yah will lead them along with those who practice evil. Peace be upon Yisrael. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So it's your choice. Yah's not forcing you one way or the other. He said, choose life. I put before you life and death. Choose life and live. If you choose death and evil, nobody forced you to do that. You can't say the devil made you do it. It was your choice. Right?
And that's one of the primary reasons why Cartrell Sahuti and I, we don't argue, fuss, and fight with people about what Yah says. Now, if they want to argue, fuss, and fight, they'll argue with a stop sign. And we listen to what they say. I mean, yeah. You remember the prophet on the mountain? You remember the one prophet on the mountain, the 400 prophets of that idol? And they were Elijah. Elijah wasn't saying nothing. He was meddling them. You know, he could say, hey, I guess your God's asleep. Y'all better wake him up. Y'all better holler a little louder. But now, as far as that is concerned, he didn't argue first fight with him. He said, well, look, when y'all get through trying to wake y'all God up, I'm going to handle business. Mm-hmm. And it didn't take all that arguing, fussing, fighting, cussing, and whatnot, name calling. I guess he sleep. I guess let me handle my business then. He prayed to Yah, built that altar, he wetted it up, and he built a trench around it and filled that with water. He said that simple prayer. You see, a lot of y'all think Yah need a whole lot of mumbling and running around the fire and so on and so forth. God just needs you to be right with him, following his codification, and respecting his command, and exercise it when he tells you to exercise it, and whatever land he tells you to exercise it, how he tells you in other folks' land. If he don't tell you to do something in other folk land, you ain't got no business doing it in other folk land. You're being presumptuous. When you do things in the land of your captors that we did back home, you're being presumptuous, and you're being self-righteous, and you're leaning to your own understanding. Some things you can do in the land of your oppressors, and some things you can't. So when you have that attitude, as Elijah had, as Sister Hudi and Cartrell, and I like to believe that we have, you can get an audience for Yah. You ain't going to do all that mumbling, falling out the chair, and spitting on yourself and whatnot. And all that other, and you ain't got to argue, fuss, and fight with nobody. Okay. So look here, if you wonder what Yah said, that's what he said. Now, if you want to argue with him, I'm going, I'm out the way.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to defend Yah, and you ain't got to debate for Yah. Yah don't need you to defend him or debate for him. Yah just needs you to be right with him. So when someone runs to you, well, I want to debate, Yah Sue. That's okay. That stop sign is right there. Have at it. Have at it. I'm going to tell you what Yah said, and you can debate with that stop sign. You don't get no points with debating with people or defending Yah. Yah don't need you to defend him, and Yah don't need you to debate nobody for him. Yah just need you to tell folk what Yah said, get out the way. That's all you need to do. And that's why this show is, I feel this appealing to people. We don't get down like that. We don't argue, debate, and defend Yah. Yah speaks for himself. We just his spokesperson. And spokesperson ain't got no right to do nothing but speak what Yah says and get out the way. And that's what we do. Cartrell, y'all got the floor?
You know, while I'm listening to you, so much is being revealed, kind of connecting in what you're saying in our lives. Things are being unveiled. And revealed, same thing.
Right.
And when this man wanted to pick up his son, and he argued with the stepfather.
Right.
And, you know,
I saw that. And he shot the man dead.
Right. And they're gonna say he defended himself. They're gonna say that.
Sister Huda, how he defended himself? And the man didn't have a gun. And he had a right to his son. He wanted his son. He had the right for his son. And that dude, he had no business in there. That ain't your son. What you got to do with it? You the wife's, the ex-wife boyfriend. What you got to do with it? That's crazy, Sociola. I never seen
that. His wife didn't realize he was was videotaping his death.
Cold blooded. I tell you what, pays Sister Hootie, like you said, not to argue, fuss, and fight with folks. I wouldn't say nothing. When that man left, I'd say, he up to something no good. Let me get in my car and call Johnny Come Law. That's what they get paid for. But I could understand that man feeling about his child, because that man had no place to be talking to that man about that man's child anyway.
Now his argument, this is his argument. I'm not saying it's right, because he told him to get off his property.
So you mean to tell me, Sushi Hootie, you got a right to kill a man just because he don't get off your property when you tell him to? But yet his son is somewhere on your property that he has access and right to. But you got a right to kill the man, but he don't have a right to see his child, and according to their law, was his time period.
This is the sickness. This is the sickness. And like you said, and we gravitate towards that sickness.
Yeah.
Just like what it was called, allegedly, this man was involved in some kind of domestic abuse. And when he walked outside and he wouldn't listen to the police and they shot him all the time.
Right.
And he can't get in, he can't sue him. So you look at these two incidents, you go, this judicial system is retarded. It's something wrong.
It is. Look at the people. Look at them in Congress. And it's a reflection of who they are. So I'm not surprised anything in this Western Hemisphere and this daughter of Babylon, universally speaking, I'm not surprised.
He's variant. Mm-hmm. Variant. I can't even pronounce it. They came out in South Africa, said it was mild.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've had other diseases that have circulated through the world, and they didn't make such a stink out of it.
Right.
And I hear it's dividing people, because there's some people, just like it was a story told to me, the son caught COVID.
Right.
But they say like he gave it to his mother. So I'm saying, okay, if you have the flu and people around you, they can catch the flu. So she caught COVID at a rough time. So she don't want him there, not unless he takes the shot. And I'm saying, you know, we never was like that. But you tell me this, oh, it's all over the world. Well, the flu too. Well, they find everything to say that this is a major pandemic and talk about how many people. I don't know anybody. I'm not saying it has not happened. I'm not saying it's not serious. I don't knock people who've taken this out. I'm not knocking you. But the problem is it's starting to divide. Even Supreme Court cut down Biden's mandatory agency? I think for home health care, if I'm correct. Somebody can correct me. But they're shooting it down because you can't make someone. And this country is just going on a situation of something with this man. Because he shot down at the porch first. And then they was pushing each other. And I guess, and I'm thinking, you got the upper hand. You got the gun. You know, you could have shot his leg or something. Or call the police. Oh, well. Who looks like right? If you ask, that's how the people are going to fight. Do we have silence here? Katria, are you still with us?
Yes, I am here. I don't know how to follow up behind you, because you take the subject like 20 miles south and 50 miles east, and 80 miles north.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to keep up with you. Sometimes we had to slow down.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh,
I actually forgot my original thought.
Okay.
We went on a bus ride on the Greyhound around town with Mrs. Yehudi's thoughts. And I feel her thoughts. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
But, I mean, getting back to Psalms, I mean, what we're talking about, basically, is how people react when you follow the Most High, when you know for a fact that the Creator makes of all things. Don't he protect you? Don't he guide you? You know, we're going to go through ups and downs in life. And the thing is, we should not be subject to other people's behavior in the process of studying and coming together to empower one another, to help one another, encourage one another.
Well, I got news for you, Sister Yehudi. Like I told Ima Hadura, because she's so astonished. Ima Hadura is like, the word of Yah is so plain. It's simple. I mean, a child should be able to understand it. Yes, and she's right. But what happened when the prophets brought these words, these very same words, to our people? They reacted to these words the very same way we do today.
Mm-hmm.
And all we do is reiterating what Isaiah said, that the Most High said, what Jeremiah said, that the Most High said, and how to watch people respond to it. They respond to it the same way our ancient fathers did in ancient times. So, for me,
yeah, they call us misfits.
No,
mm-hmm. huh? But they call us,
you know, that mm-hmm. we are in fact the very same people. We find every excuse in the world not to do what Yah told us to do, and why we shouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So. That's what our ancient fathers were doing in the past, which caused us to be here in the present. But we have to be better than that. We have to immerse ourselves in the word of Yah and comply and obey. Hearken and do. That's our only solution. That is our only way out. And Yah makes it clear. You don't take the antidote, you ain't getting out.
And by way of that, by way of that, Contrario, and I know, I don't think you were with us when we studied that section, that the Most High, even though things are simple to you and me, and Contrario, and the other fellow students, because the Most High has opened their eyes and opened their ears, but when you rebel against Yah and you reject Yah, He'll close that down. He'll close your eyes down, close your ears down. And you start leading to your own understanding. That's better than Yah. Because a fool says in heart, there's no Elohim, there's no Almighty. So the Almighty can shut that down on you. So, yeah, things are simple to us. But people that are dead to Yah, Yah make his word dead to them. He shut it down.
Yeah. Because people that accept Christianity over the Old Testament, I mean, come on now. New Testament is fantasy. There's no factual evidence in it. Who is Matthew, Mark, Luke, John? And how are you writing about somebody 50 years after he's dead? And you're quoting him. Where's his book? Where's his writing? And then you want to put all these attributes upon him that don't even apply? But you forfeit hook, line, and sinker, and you ignore the word of Yah. Yah, the word of Yah is strong, powerful, and plain. If you really study it like you should, you have vision to see clearly through all the falsehoods that's out there.
Well, Cartrell, you asked the question, who is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John? If I may, can I answer that for you?
Yeah, I'd like to hear that.
Okay. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the other supposedly writers, a figmentation of the imagination of universal white race supremacists by way of Constantine, Poland, the Roman Catholic Church, and so on and so forth. And you better believe it.
Testament, we cannot find the word of Yah in it.
And that's our search. And as we search, we find the word of Yah, the creator of heaven and earth, don't we? All throughout the Old Testament, right? Even through the songs, whether it's giving him praise, honor, or ascribing his attributes. In the Old Testament, that's all we find, creator of heaven and earth, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In the New Testament, however, you have to search real hard to find him.
Mm-hmm.
And why is that? If it's the same writing, if they're synchronized.
You know what makes it difficult for people to change? When you used to do, I've witnessed this. I've been doing this for so long. This is what they say. I've been doing this for so long. Why change now? And I'm thinking to myself, what rationale is that? What do you mean, why change? What do you think that you have to change?
Well, Sister Yehudia, if I may, can I answer that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Our grandpa and grandma, great-grandma, they rode around on a mule and a horse and buggy. I'm pretty sure they probably use the same analogy. We've been doing this thing so long, riding a horse and mule and buggy, why change?
Mm-hmm.
So if that's going to be their safety net, just because we've been doing this and it makes it right, that safety net doesn't hold water right there.
Well, you know, another example. Some people say, I'm not getting rid of my pork. I'm like, okay, I'm not going to sit up there and try to preach to you about not eating pork. I can give you facts of the nutritional council can tell you about the ill effects of pork. It's your choice what you eat. Or let's see what other things they say. Like I said, we're fanatics or we're out of touch. I just shrug my shoulders. I'm like Ema. This is easy to me. And what I understand in the New Testament, they call it, it's just precepts from another or opinions from another nation. It has nothing to do with our people.
If I may, Sister Hootie, my response to them and the naysayers is this. You can eat whatever you want. You can have what I'm just like, what that boy named T. The song, you can have whatever you like. You can have whatever you like. Eat whatever you like. And I'm like Joshua in that. I'm like one of our founding fathers, Joshua. For me and my household, we're going to serve Yah. Just don't bring it in my house. Don't serve it on my table.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's the thing right there. They got this pandemic panic going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're telling you to get boosted and shot up. The one thing they're not telling you is to build up your immune system and how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And them shots is not building up your immune system. Matter of fact, they say after 2 or 3 years, your immune system is going to be shut down to where you don't have one.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Shots. Well, exactly.
They keep eating that poke and them seafood roaches. They call crabs and lobsters and whatnot. But it's a problem when they got any immune system anyway. So to speak of.
What you say, young fool?
They're seafood cockroaches.
And you pay a hefty price for them seafood cockroaches of the sea, right? They pay a big price for them lobsters, right?
Yeah, and it breaks down their immune system. The immune system be broken down by virtue of eating that unhealthy food, the pork, the crabs,
father,
the lobster. Right.
My father used to tell me that if the people left the unclean shellfish in the waters and didn't eat them, the oceans would be clean because that's their job, to clean up the waste of the ocean. You're eating up the life form that cleans up the ocean.
Well, I've been eating garbage so long, Cottrell. They eat up the garbage disposal. It don't make no difference.
And you are what you eat, right? So our people's minds are in the gutter. When we say your mind is in the gutter, it's because of what they eat.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason they can't get out of it is because they are what they eat. You're eating doo-doo. So your mind stays on doo-doo.
You're eating foods that are not, don't have health properties to them.
And you remember the prophet, the Most High told him to cook with zoak or dung or doo-doo, right? Because he said that's what your people are going to be eating.
Right.
And he said, please, y'all, let it be cow doo-doo.
Wow. Yeah.
Right. Human doo-doo. Right. Sushi Hootie, our women, unfortunately, some of our women, not all of them, have a twisted sense of what is a delicatessen. And you can tell by some of the stuff they put on food book. Girl, I had me some lobster and some steak. You know, the steak was all right, but you could put away with the lobster. Like there's some delicatessen or something. I had me some crabs and some steaks. I had me some crab sandwiches. Lady, brothers, check out what you're eating. That's why you're taking these shots. You don't check out nothing. You just do it because you think it's a delicatessen. Just like you thought hog maw, pig ears, pigtails, or chitlins was a delicate. That's all you had.
Yeah.
I understand that.
But a delicatessen is a restaurant. You mean
what
a delicatessen? A
delicatessen.
Yeah. A delicatessen.
A delicacy. Clarification. A delicacy. He's right.
A delicacy,
he's right.
Yes.
No,
he's right.
Says he's funny. He's funny too, Yamsu.
Right.
He's tickling me.
But he's right.
Oh,
a
no.
Delicacy.
We know.
Right. He's right.
But it's not just that. You know, what's interesting is some of us become vegans or vegetarians. And I said, they, you know, bought into that. I know people who are vegetarians and are fat. And I'm like, hey,
what, they're eating all the vegetables in the cupboard?
We're meat eaters. I said, but you got, I'm like, Ema, it's so simple. I cut down on eating. Because first of all, I said, well, if I'm, I walk. But I got to exercise more in the home because it's getting cold, right?
Right.
So why should I pile up? Like, I can buy a steak. It's expensive now. It'll last me for 3 days. I can put
right.
it up in the freezer. I was taught how to wrap it where it won't get freezer burned.
Right.
And stay up there for a week or two.
Right.
So that steak will last me, like I said, for 3 days. I can fry chicken. It's just me. Chicken, it can last me for 3 days.
Right.
I'm not a vegan.
Right.
We can consume meat, but we consume too much, and then we sit, we're like couch potatoes.
Right.
Then they got you on this thing, well, you shouldn't eat meat. Who said that? Then they want to try, oh, the Garden of Eden. And I'm like, when Adam and Eve, and I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm going to be like them, too. Argue with the damn stop.
No, Sister Hootie. Sister Hootie, that's why a lack of serious study come from and burning the midnight oil, crossing every T and dotting every I and turning it over every leaf and a bird's eye view of the Most High and being serious in your study. That's why a lack of study. You hear somebody say something, it appeals to what you want to believe. Not that you studied on knowing. It appeals, oh, that makes sense, but you ain't studied in depth. And you go along with all this nonsense. Don't even make no sense. But you want it, but you want to believe it so bad, then you neglect your studies to even further study and compound the redundancy in the study. Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what we supposed to be doing. But Yah ain't told you that.
Well, see, this is something here. These people have studied us. Of course, their ancestors put our ancestors in slavery even before we got here. So whatever religion or spirituality that they think is right to them, so, yes, they studied the Torah and the Tanakh.
Right.
They had access to the writing. That was taken away from us, remember? So of course, a lot of us are going to go towards the, they call the New Testament. We understand. Our eyes have been opened. Like I explain to people, I say, it's not my words. It's the Creator's words. I said, ask for understanding. Ask that he open up your mind to understand what is being said and find out what is it that you need to be doing right now, today. Where can you make changes in your life? That's what it's about.
Exactly.
It'll help you in confrontations. Like, there was a confrontation I had with a relative, but it smoothed itself out because I had to think about the Most High and the conduct.
Right.
But the Most High was gracious where it ended up beautiful. See, this is what I'm saying. If we got to be different. Explain to someone, we invented science. Now, the science that they're doing now, don't you think they took it off of us, our people, and they modify and make it their own? So many things they're making it their own. Look, don't you see that? Like the Long Ranger. Look what they was talking about. Bass, a man of color that was a marshal and respected back in
1890. Right.
So if we look at it at a broader picture, we know that new, going back to that testimony, we know it's not valid. It doesn't come from us. It doesn't come. It's coming from another nation. Let's put it like that. It's not coming from Israel at all.
Right.
It's not legit.
Okay,
people
sister.
People will swear by it.
Okay, sister. Thank you very much for your comments. So, Shuri, getting back to the subject matter, what is your closing remarks in regards to that beautiful song Cartrell shared with us?
Main thing, he will protect you. You call out on him. Call him. Talk to him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He will protect you. Yeah.
Amen, sister. I concur with you. Praise y'all. Cartrell, would you like to share with us your closing remarks?
I need me a GPS to find my way back after listening to Sister Yehudi. But anyway.
Stop it.
Nice, man. Stop it, Patrick. That's cold, man. Stop it. Be nice.
So me, after me, in my house, like my man, my brother, Joshua, I'm trusting in Yah. That my trust in Yah, I will not be moved like Mount Zion that cannot be overthrown and remains forever, because that's the aim. Preserve your soul forever. Life is short, but your soul can endure forever. And we have to learn that secret that Yah is trying to show us that we are blind to. We don't necessarily see it, but if you study and meditate on Yah's word, he's showing you eternity. He's saying, just as the mountains encircle Jerusalem, so Yah encircles his people from now to eternity. So we have eternity surrounding us because it's Yah. And once we learn how to tap into eternity, our potential is limitless. So we have to tap into the limitless potential that we have by not practicing the ways of the nations. We think that the ways of the nations are the ways, but no. If we follow Yah's ways, we will be able to tap into the powers of eternity.
Praise Yah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I just simply want to say this. To get that assurance, the real insurance that Job is speaking about, let me make a suggestion to you. Ask the Most High like King Darwin said. King Darwin said, let no sin have dominion over me, no inequity. All of us have got shortcomings. So pray to the Most High that that shortcoming, that inequity that has a hold on you, has no dominion over you anymore. That along with that, he give you something new so you can see things new. You can do things new. You can speak things new. Give you a new spirit. That spirit is like, I would like to say what we exemplify on this show. You say how we don't really check each other. We correct each other. We sharpen each other. And ain't nobody taking no offense. Ain't nobody got no attitude. Ain't, let me call me Cartrell like that. Ain't none of that going on here. Because we try to have the spirit that will help facilitate you developing yourself, evolving. Ask for that kind of spirit. It's humble. Because you know you don't know everything. It's contrite. When you're wrong, you try to make it right. And there's a whole lot of byproducts that are beneficial in that new spirit that you would ask for. And finally, ask for a new heart. Well, Yam Su, what kind of heart would I have? Well, basically, it would look like your king, King David. Because you know, as a matter of fact, the Most High said King David is a man after my own heart. He thinks some ways in similarity to the way I think, and I like it. You know what he does? He loves me. He trusts me. He depends upon me. He values me. He don't run to his mama, sister, brother, anyone else. He don't run to Yam Su Arif. Yes, he's got counsel. He hear the counsel, but he come to me first and foremost. He loves me with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength. And then again, relative to that, in conjunction with that, he loves his neighbors, which are his brothers and sisters. They are similar in his feelings for himself. He loved him like he loved himself. He worried about them like he's worried about himself. He's concerned about them like he's concerned about himself. I ain't nothing special. That's what King David said. Although I'm your king, I'm still ain't nothing special. But you can't do that. You cannot do that if you don't have the right heart. Because if you don't love yourself, if you listen to your oppressors tell you you're black, you're ugly, you're dumb, you're stupid, you can't work together, you can't talk together, you fight each other, you kill each other, and you do everything we tell you to do. If you keep listening to that nonsense, you can never be the man or woman that the Most High would have you be. Because you cannot love your brothers and sisters unless you learn to love yourself. It's virtually impossible. So we said, get your new heart. Learn to love yourself so you can love your brothers and sisters. Because all of us are tethered together. We need each other. Every one of us have a piece of the puzzle. One can't do without the other. And that's why we sharpen each other on the Real Talk for Real People study show. Praise y'all. Gotrell, Sister Yehudi, y'all got anything more y'all want to say to the folks?
Just shalom.
Before searching y'all out, and may Most High bless you, keep you, protect you, put your trust in y'all.
Praise y'all. Praise y'all. All right, fellow students, put your thinking hats on and apply what you've learned tonight. We'll shoot you. Things will get better for you. You won't get it from your congresspeople. You won't get it from your doctors, your lawyers, your teachers, your educators in this universal white race supremacy. But you will get the assurance, the insurance that you need from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And once gotten, you have to apply it. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string. One that is floating around, I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home. One that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. you're moving in the wrong direction. So far away from me. I wish my mama was here. A strong, strong, steady rose. She would know what to do, what to say, how to pray to make things better. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take the glance in a world that's free of me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction. Well, you're moving, well, you're moving, well, you're moving away. So far away, so far away from me, oh. Well, you're moving, 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 oh.